his friends. This year should be a special schos for Mar Sester Bas Shmuel, Lilu Nishmasa, Chana Bas Ritzikiona, Chana Bas Esther, and Leschus Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rochel, Baruch Abad Tzlach Abuchum Ezra Yadav, and Shmuel Ben Yamin and Tishna Rochel Leia. We're going to be learning Mitzvah Shem about the mitzvah of a melech to write a sefer Torah. Pasuk says, "V'haya kishifto akisei mamlachto." Kasevos Mishnah Torah is also sefer. Melifnei Kohanim Halavim. V'haysimo b'korav b'koy mechayev. Man yilmad liras Hashem alaykav l'shmur. It's called the Torah. It's also sechukim ayilan asosam. So when he's sitting on his your crown of kingship, he writes the Mishnah Torah on a sefer in front of the Kohanim and Levim. It should be with him, and he should read it all the days of his life, in order that he should learn to fear God and to keep all of his Torah and these statutes to do them. In the Sifri, on the Pasuk Esa Mishnah Torah Azos, he writes, "Ein li ala Mishnah Torah, shar devarei Torah minayin." I only know Dvarim. How do we know that the king has to write the whole Torah, not only Dvarim? Talmud Lomer, lishmor lasa is called devarei Torah hazos, the whole Torah. So why does it say Mishnah Torah? Mishum shasida lehishtanos, because it's going to change. That's why it's called Mishnah Torah. The ksav in the future is going to change, as we're going to see. Other people say that Ein Korin Acherim Omrin, Ein Korin Biyom Hakel, Ela Mishnah Torah Bulvad. That in Hakel, all you read is Mishnah Torah. So we have two halachas here. One is that he has to write the whole Torah. It's called Mishnah Torah because the Ksav is going to change. And also that in Hakel, you read Mishnah Torah. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, it says Mishnah Torah is two Torahs. One he has to write mitzad that he's a Hedjad, one that he's a tzad a Melech. We have to understand, it says Mishnah Torah. So how does the Drash work with the Pshat? The Pshat is Dvarim. That's Mishnah Torah. And the Drash is the Ksav is going to change. So how does the or two Torahs? So how does the Pshat work with the Drash? And not that it says that the Ksav is going to change, in other words, in the time of Ezra, it's going to change from Ashuris, from Ivris to Ashuris. You have to understand, what does that have to do with the mitzvah sefer Torah of a melech? Why is this alluded to in the mitzvah sefer Torah of a melech, that the Ksav is going to change? And also the whole union of Hakel, what is this doing here in the mitzvah of Ksiva sefer Torah of a melech? What is it, the fact that he's reading it in Hakel, that the Acherim Omrim, what does that have to do with the mitzvah Siva Sefer Torah of Himelech? That Acherim Omrim, that a king reads at Hakel Mishnah Torah. That's a completely different mitzvah than writing a Sefer Torah. So what does one have to do with the other? So we're going to go with the Mahalach of Agona Golda, Rabbi David Mann, in the unbelievably impassable Sefer Dibeir, Harshis Shoftim. In the mitzvah Siva Sefer Torah of Ahedyot, it says later on in Parshas Vayelech, "Vata kisvu lachem es ashir azos v'limdus b'nei Yisrael sim b'fim amantia li ashir azos la'ed b'v'nei Yisrael." Write for me this shira, teach it to b'nei Yisrael, put it in their mouths in order that it should be a shira to me as a witness among the Jewish people. So l'chora, both a king and a hedyot are chayiv in the same thing, to write a sefer Torah. So why by a king is the chiyuv to write Mishnah Torah, and a hedyot, the chiyuv is to write just hashira hazos. So we know that the hedyot is chayiv to write the whole Torah, but it's couched in terms of hashira hazos. There's a Shagas Aryeh who learns in the Rambam that really the only chiyuv is to write Hazinu, and the reason he has to write the whole Torah is because Ein Kosvin Torah Parashis Parashis, but the Shagas Aryeh rejects this. He says not mashm like that in the Rambam. and Lechatchila he has to write the whole Torah. So why is it couched in terms of Hashira Hazos as opposed to the king whose chiyuv is termed in, is couched in terms of Mishnah Torah and not in Shira Hazos, when they both have the same chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah? King has two, Hajjad has one, but still it's completely different than Shonos. Now we see a difference between the mitzvah of Melech of the Sefer Torah and the mitzvah of Hedyot, not only in the Lashon HaKsuvim, but also in the Dinim. With respect to buying a Sefer Torah, according to Rashi Menachos, a Hedyot is Mekayim a mitzvah when he buys a Sefer Torah, so writes the Rambam the Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Se Yudches. Nevertheless, a king, it says Kosovlo, he has to write it, it's not enough for him to buy it. And even according to the Shittas, that a person is not Yotzei. When he buys a Sefer Torah, but we see in Menachos that all he has to do is fix one letter. If he fixes one letter and now it's a kosher Sefer Torah, he's Yotzei Yedei Chovaso. And it's not so with a king. A king has to write the whole Torah. A regular person is just Higia Bo Osachas. Higia Bo Osachas, he fixes one letter, so he's Yotzei Yedei Chovaso. A king has to write the whole thing. So we see different dinim. Look in the base Halevi in Chelik Aleph Simen Vav. Also a Hedyot there Shitas that is Yotzei a Sefer Torah B'Shutfus, but not a king. King isn't Yotzei Sefer Torah B'Shutfus. Also a king, he has to write it L'Shmo for his sake, but there's no din of a Hedyot that it has to be written L'Shmo. So we see various differences in dinim. King requires that actual writing it, and a regular person might be able to buy it. Even if he doesn't, not enough if he buys it, but he could at least fix a letter, that's enough. But rather the king has to write the whole Sefer Torah. A hedjot is Yotzei B'Shutfus, not a king. A king requires Ksiva L'Shmo, as it says in the Sifri, and the Tosefta Perek Dalet, the Sanhedrin Allah Adal, the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin Perek Beis Allah Havav. There's no din like this with a hedjot. So we have to understand the difference between Mitzvah HaMelech and Mitzvah Hedjot. So it would appear, based on what it says in Menachos Daf Lamed, Vam Rav Yeshua Barabam Rav Gidol Amarab Halokech Sefer Torah Min Ashuk Kechotef Mitzvah Min Ashuk. If you buy a Sefer Torah from the marketplace, it's like grabbing a mitzvah from the marketplace. Kosvo, but if you write a Sefer Torah, you don't just buy it. Ma'alav Kosov Kila Kibla Me Har Sinai, the pasuk considered as if you were Mekabel from Har Sinai. And look also in the Rambam, in Perek Zayin Milchos Sefer Torah Halacha Aleph, or brings the halacha that if you write it with your hand, it's as if you were Makabel from Har Sinai. Ayin Sham in the Rambam. So it seems, Mavur Yisod, that the whole mitzvah is that everybody should be Makayim, this inyan of Kabbalah's HaTorah, as it was at Har Sinai. And the Hechatimsi is when you write a Sefer Torah. And that's like you were Makabel Torah, Mi Sinai. And that's how you have a Kabbalah's HaTorah. And because of this, we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that even if your forefathers hinichu lav aseinu sefer Torah, they left you a sefer Torah, it's a mitzvah for you to write a sefer Torah on your own. In other words, you're not yotzei the mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah when you have one biyerusha. Mitzad sheni, if you buy a sefer Torah, according to many shitas, you are yotzei. And that's because the yisod of the mitzvah is that there has to be a kabbalah of Torah, and that's only through a maisa that you did. So that works if you buy a sefer Torah. But if your Yarshin is Sefer Torah, then there's no mice at all that you did. And that can't be considered Kabbalah Satorah. You have to do some sort of active mice. It can't just be passive that you're not doing anything. And therefore, you're not Yotzei Yedei Chovaso. And that's what Pshat in the Lashon of the Gemara is. It says that you're not Yotzei Yedei Chovaso Sefer Torah Shehenichu Lo Avosav. Why does it say this Lashon? Why doesn't it say you're not Yotzei a Sefer Torah that you were Yoresh? Because we're talking about the din yoresh. If you're yoresh, then you're not yotzei. So the answer is that here we're saying why you aren't yotzei. Why do you have to write on your own? Because the yisod is not to suffice with kabbalah satorah shel avosav who are at Sinai. Rather, you need to be active in your own kabbalah satorah, which is affected by either you buying a sefer Torah, writing a sefer Torah. But if a nichlo avosav, that's passive. That doesn't work. And that's the lashon of the Gemara. If your kone is sefer Torah, kilu chotef mitzvah min hashuk. But if your kosev, it's like you're a makabel mehar Sinai. Rashi says that that kone mitzvah avad, but if you write it, it's an even bigger mitzvah. If you buy it, it's a mitzvah, but writing is an even bigger mitzvah. So what's this lashon? Afka chotef mitzvah min hashuk. So according to what we said, it would appear that since the inyan is b'maisa kabbalah satorah, there is a maisa kabbalah in ruchnius, and there's also a maisa kabbalah in gashmius. So in gashmius, it's when you go to the shuk and you buy something. A shuk is a place where you buy something gashmiistic. You buy in the marketplace all the physical material needs. So when you buy a Sefer Torah, that's not a direct pu'ula act on the Torah itself. Rather, it is like any other ma'aseh v'guf, that you just buy something. But there is a level of Kabbalah here. So it's like your chotef a mitzvah min hashuk. So it's like you grab, you snatch the mitzvah from the shuk. The shuk is a marketplace, a place of physicality. So this is like a gashmiistik a Kabbalah satorah, that you went and you bought a Sefer Torah. Mashenken, when you write, then you're actually writing the Sefer Torah. That's Torah. That's a mitziut ruchani. That's a spiritual mitzias. And therefore, your Maisa Kabbalah is like a Maisa Kabbalah to Har Sinai, which is more spiritual, obviously. So when you write it and you're poel on the Gufa Sefer Torah, that is like you're a Makabel from Har Sinai, which is ruchni. And if you buy it, that's also something, because that's only a ma'isa gashmi, that you acquired the Sefer Torah, like you would acquire something gashmi. So if you're acquiring a Sefer Torah, but it's like the same way you would buy a Sefer Torah, you'd also buy a suit. So it's not, in the world of ruchnius, it's not the same, but at least you're getting sof a Sefer Torah. So that's like you're buying it from the shuk. Ma'ashein kein, and if you write it, that's ma'amish apul on ruchnius. And therefore, it's like being makabel Torah, which is the sod of the mitzvah. That's what the mitzvah is all about, to be makabel of the Torah, mehar Sinai. And according to this, it would appear that when a person is makabel Torah after Sinai, there are two inyanim. Number one is what it says in the Sefri, in Rashi earlier, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, Perek Yed Aleph, Pasuk Yed Gimel, that Torah shouldn't be old. It should be like something new that everybody runs after, not kedug. That there's a special zeruz, a special alacrity, that when you're Makayim Mitzvah HaTorah, that you really, really want it, like you're a Makabel from Sinai. So when you write a Sefer Torah, so that's Mizaris you. Oh, now I want to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's like an excitement, it's something new. You want to keep this Torah. So when you're makabel Torah and it's new, so that newness of the Kabbalah Satorah, oh, there's this new law, there are these new rules, it's very, very exciting. People are always excited at the beginning. So every day of the Torah should be the beginning. So that's one inyan. One inyan is that you're going to keep it with newness, with freshness, with rejuvenation. And number two, rejuvenation, R-E-J-E-W, that's the rejuve, to rejuvenate you. And another inyan is that just like Kabbalah Satorah, besides the fact that they got the Torah, there was like this special kesher that they made with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we were Makabel Torah at Sinai, we had this kesher with Hashem. So when we write the Sefer Torah, Makabel from Sinai, so that through that, we become more Davuk, B'nosein HaTorah, Hashem Yisbarach. So there's two inyanim. Number one, being Makabel the Torah again, helps us be Makayim the Mitzvahs with renewed vitality. And number two, it helps us be Mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to this, it would appear that mitzvah ksivas Sefer Torah is different than the mitzvah ksivas Sefer Torah of a hedyot. The mitzvah ksivas Sefer Torah of a melech is different than the mitzvah ksivas Sefer Torah of a hedyot. A melech, the tachlis chiyuvo b'ksivas Sefer Torah, when he's makabel Torah, is like the pasuk says, "Leman yilmad liyiras Hashem alokav lishmor is called divrei Torah hazos." That's a chukim ele lasos, and the whole inyan is to fear God and to do the mitzvahs. That the melech needs a special zayrus, a special chizuk for shmiras mitzvahs haTorah, because his maisim are not only shel atzmo. They're poel al kol Yisrael, like the Rambam says in the third parak of Vachos Malachim, Malach Avav, Shelibo hu lev kol Yisrael. Afikach divko akasav b'Torah, Yosem Yishar kol ha'am, Shenemar kol yimei chayov. So the king is the lev of all of the Jewish people, and therefore he has a special chiyuv in keeping the Torah. He has to always go around with the Torah. And he has to do the mitzvahs with special sritzos because he's the Lev Kol Kal Yisrael. So when he's Mekayim the Torah, that's what it says in the Pasuk. He says the king has to write his Torah in order that he's Mekayim the Torah properly. He's Oseh the Tlasosam, that he does the Torah properly. He needs a Zeirus to do the Torah properly. So that's the whole union of the king. Lishmor is called Dibre Torah Zosvesa Chukim Elu Lasosam. But a Hedyot, it says in the Pasuk Yates, Beata Kisvu Lechem Esa Shirazos. And a pasuk chaf aleph it says vansa shirazos the fun of la'ed kilosi shakach mi pizaro. So here it says that write this shira in order that it should be as a witness for the Jewish people, and this shira will answer that it's not going to be forgotten from the children. So it doesn't here say that it's a chizuk for shmiras haTorah like it says by a melech. Rather, it's going to be an aid that it's made. It testifies that we're special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're Am Hashem. And that's what it says. Hashira lefun of lae kilosi shakach mi pizaro. That we're special, like it says in that parsha, that we are the nation of the Jewish people. We're Am Hashem. And we have, like it says in that parsha, special hanhaga. That if we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then God hides his face from us. And then we have Tzaras Rabbos. So we have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this Shira is supposed to be an aid. It's supposed to remind us to be good. So the inyan of the Mitzvah Ksivah Sefer Torah V'melech is Zeiros HaMitzvahs Lishmor La'asosam. And of a Hedyot, it's that we have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that this will explain the differences between a mitzvah sefer Torah v'melech and a mitzvah sefer Torah v'hediyot. A melech is because we want the person to be shomer mitzvah Hashem, as if he was makabel them anew. So the din ksiva is on the whole Torah. Mitzvah the mitzvah is in the whole Torah. But a hediyot doesn't have to write every prat. It only has to have a shem Torah. And therefore, even if he buys a Torah, or he fixes one letter, there isn't a mice in every prat of the Torah, but there's a mice klapi the shame Torah. And this shame Torah is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as we have Torah, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is accomplished even by buying a Sefer Torah, fixing a letter in a Sefer Torah, that we're mischaber to the Torah. The Iker isn't every prat in the Torah. The Iker is the idea, the notion of the Torah, the concept of the Torah. And through that, we're mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, for a hedyot, it's enough just to fix a letter. For a hedyot, it's enough just to buy it. But a melech, no, he has to do a pula that's mesiachis to every detail, and therefore he has to write every single letter of the Torah. Also, shutfus. If you have a shutfus, you now have a shaychus to Torah. So by a hedyot, that's enough. But by a king, he has to have a relationship to every prat in the Torah. And if it's a shutfus, it's not his. It's with somebody else. A part of it isn't his, and therefore he's lacking this yachasis to every detail in the Torah. And therefore he's not yotze. And also that has to be written for the sake of the king. So therefore it has to be l'shmo shel ha-melech, because the king has to be keeping all the details of the Torah. Like we said, when the king keeps the Torah, the nation is going to keep the Torah properly, because the king is the heart of the nation. Ma'ashen kein hedyot, it's not like that. The hedyot, the ikar is klapei etzem nesinas ha-Torah li-Yisrael, that now we have a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not a din prati for this hedyot or for that hedyot. It was given to all of us, and therefore it doesn't have to be l'shmo. As long as we know that we have a special kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's enough. So therefore, the Sefer Torah doesn't have to be written for this person. It's written in general. Because Am Yisrael has a special kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem came the king, he has to keep every prat of the Torah. So therefore, it has to be Lishma, for him personally. Because he has a personal obligation to keep all the mitzvahs, in order that all of Klal Yisrael follow in his wake and keep all the mitzvahs. Hashem came a hedyot, the idea is his kesher to the Torah, that Am Yisrael is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore it doesn't have to be Lishma. So based on this, we can understand very well why the Mitzvah HaMelech is said about Mishneh Torah, and the Mitzvah Hedyot is said al Ashira Hazos. Because in the Sefer Dibeir, in at the beginning of Parashas Devarim, he explained very beautifully that Sefer Dvarim is Torah Almanas Lasos. The earlier Torah is teaching us. Always you have to keep Torah. But the Iker of the fourth Svarim is to teach us. And then the fifth Sefer is to get us to do. And therefore there's a lot of Tochacha. The whole Sefer is about Tochacha and Chazering Mitzvahs and exhorting us and explaining mitzvahs more. It's all to bring to a level of proper kiyum. So Sefer Dvarim is about kiyum, and that's the whole word of the king, that he should properly keep the Torah. And Memela, it's couched in terms of a Mishnah HaTorah HaZos. So you're right, he has to write the whole Torah, but he has to write in order to keep it. And that's symbolized by Mishnah HaTorah HaZos. But that's what Dvarim is all about. Mashen Kein HaHedyot. That the relationship between a hediot and the Torah is that it should give him a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore it says as hashira hazos, because shira is something spiritual. Poetry is the song of the soul. So therefore, beautifully, since Klal Yisrael, the whole idea of writing the Sefer Torah for the Jews is that they have a spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore it's called a shira, which is an inyan nafshi. Beautiful. And now we understand the pshat in the drash. It says, Mishnah Torah, that he has to have two Torahs. One for Alt Hedyot and one for Alt Melech. Why? Because the pshat of Mishnah Torah is teaching you the inyan of the Sefer Torah of a Melech, i.e., that it's Amanas Lasos. And from this pshat also comes the drash. And what's the drash? The drash is that there has to be one Sefer Torah of a Hedyot and one Sefer Torah Alts Melech. Why? Because in his Sefer Torah Alts Hedyot, that doesn't accomplish the same goal as the Sefer Torah of the Melech. Because Sefer Torah of the Hedyot represents the spiritual connection we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Sefer Torah of the Melech is that it's going to get him to keep the mitzvahs. So it's a different gather. So since it's a different gather, another Sefer Torah has to be written. So therefore Mishnah Torah and Pshat and Drash really work together. Pshat is that it's coming to get you to keep the Torah. And therefore, since it has a different gather than the Sefer Torah of the Hedyot, which is an inyan of Shira, of poetry, of spirituality, of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, that requires you dafka to write too, and your Sefer Torah al Tejiot is not enough. And also that it says that it's a ksav she'asoy lishtanos, Mishnah Torah. The ksav is going to change. The Mefarshim already explained. Look in the Kosei Ve'inyankiv in Megillah, where he writes there in the name of the Ritva, many other sources, Makarli Yasayam and Sanhedrin, from the Chivas HaGonim and Chivas HaRashba, that definitely the Aseres HaDivris were given in ksav HaMakudish, which is ksav HaShuri. But the other Svarim were given in Ksav Ivri. The non-Aseres HaDibros were originally given in Ksav Ivri that doesn't have such Kedusha. And Ezra changed it to Ksav Ashuri. In other words, there are levels of Kedusha in the writing of the Torah. So Torah is also Ksav Ivri, but there's a Tosefus and it's Alus, Al Yidei Ezra, that the Torah is going to change to Mal Yus Al Yidei Ezra. As it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Grashma Ashur, it's Shemu Sheres Ksav, it's a higher level. So it comes out according to this that Klape, the inyan of the Torah itself, as long as the king writes it in Lashon Ivri, it hasn't been written on the highest level like Lashon Ashuri. But since the Iker is Klape de Lamaisa, Mishnah Torah, as long as it's a Sefer Torah, that's the Mitzvah HaMelech. And that's why it says that he should write a Sefer Torah, She'asid lehishtanos, even though in the future it's going to change, that doesn't bother us. Why? Because the Iker isn't the Ksav, the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. The Iker is that it's going to bring him to deed, so therefore he can write a Sefer Torah with Ksav Ivri, even though it's a Sida Lishtanos, he can write it in Ksav Ivri, because that also is a Chaloshim Sefer Torah, even though it's not on a higher level as Ksav Ashuri. But it's still called a Sefer Torah, because that's what Mishnah Torah is. Mishnah Torah is to get him to do. And therefore, it works well with the Drash. Mishnah Torah, that the Ksav is a Sida Lishtanos, it's going to change. And yet he can still write it in the Lashon of Ivri, that before it changed, because the Iker is that it's a Mishnah Torah, i.e. a Torah of Dvarim, that is Amanas Lasos. And we also understand now the Jerusha of Klapei Mitzvahs Hakel, that by Mishnah Torah it says he should write the Mishnah Torah, and then we have a drasha from Acherim Omrim that that's what he reads in Mishnah Torah. And we said, what is Mitzvah Hakel? If you falter around, do Mitzvah Hakel. What's Hakel doing over here? But in the Rambam, in the third parak of Hilchos Chagiga, Halacha Hey, he writes that Gerim, you don't understand. They have to prepare themselves to listen with awe and fear, excitement, like the day was given at Sinai. And even Chacham, who know the whole Torah, have to listen to the Kavanah Gedola. And if you can't be here, you should be Mechavin Libo Likriyazu, Shilokava Kosev El Chazik Das Emes, should have Kavanah to be Mischazik in Torah. That's the whole purpose of the reading. And see yourself as if you were mitzvah mipi agvura, because the melech is the shliach to be mashmiya, to make heard the words of God. So we see from the Rambam that the yesod mitzvah hakel is like being mekabel Torah miSinai. It's as if we were mekabel Torah miSinai, and it's mechazik das emes. So how gorgeous is that? That's exactly the whole word of the Sefer Torah of the King, to get us to keep the Torah properly. And that's why we have this drasha over here, Dafka, where it says that the king has to write Mishnah Torah, even though he has to write the whole Torah. But it says Mishnah Torah is the whole word of writing, the king writing the Torah. Is a Dvarim Dika writing, i.e., Almanas Lasos, because that's what Sefer Dvarim is all about. Memela, here we also learn that the king reads at Hakel Dvarim, because the purpose of Hakel is also to be Mechazik Dos Emes. So we have a special ribui. We know from Chazal that he has to write the whole Torah. Where we don't have this extra chiddush of writing the whole Torah, then Dvarim is enough. So Pashup Shat, he only has to write the Sefer Torah of Dvarim, and Hakel's only Dvarim. But we have a special limud that he has to write the whole Torah. But it's couched in terms of Mishnah Torah to teach you that it's a Dvarim Dika writing, that it's an Almanas Lasos in you. By Hakel, Hakel is inherently connected, because Hakel is also to be Mechazik Dos Emes. People should hear it, they should be there, they should know, they should strengthen themselves in keeping their religion. And there we have no ribui to read the whole Torah. It's just Dvarim, so therefore we stick with Dvarim. But it's really the same Yesod as the Mitzvah Siva Sefer Torah of a Melech. So this is obviously far beyond almost any Torah that's ever been said, and we should be zoche to learn more and more of this beautiful Torah and see the yofia shel Torah and the omek of Torah. Lilmodu lelame lishmor velasus ulekaim is kol divrei salma taras of yahava. We know in Chazal it says that you're not allowed to say shmua zunah, shmua zu einanah, but the poskim already say to say shmua zunah is mutter. You're not talking about the other shmuas, there are many other nice shmuas, but this shmua is mamish half leva fella. So Baruch Hashem, we should be zocha always to see such beauty in Torah, and to understand Torah so deeply, and to love Torah. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.